on Lamed Aleph on the base, the Mishnah. For Ocher Truma Shchomet for Pesach, the Shogate, we had a preface, an introduction to this sugya before. See that some of the things we already learned. Person eats Truma that's Shchomet on Pesach, so if he eats it for Shogate, he didn't know it was Truma. Mishalim Karen v'chomesh, and he has to pay. A karen is the amount that he ate, plus an extra fifth, that's kapara. The mezid potter mitashlumim with me'etzim. If he ate truma shchametz, the mezid, and as he knew that it was truma, even if he didn't know it was shchametz, but he knew it was truma, so then, we'll see in one second what the reason is, Rashi explains it, then he's potter from paying anything. And if it's truma tameya, which is only fit for burning, he's potter for to pay the amount that the wood is worth for burning. Rashi, b'shogeg sheshogeg b'truma. If he was shogeg b'truma, he didn't eat the truma b'mezid, he ate the truma b'shogeg. V'afilu hezid b'chametz, even if he was mezid on the chametz. Mishalim keren b'chomesh. He has to pay back the amount that he ate, plus an extra fifth. The Afal Gav de lo havishav yamidit. Even though chametz on Pesach is not worth anything, now the Gemara is going according to the Chachamim, that chametz is asur b'hanoa, so there's no worth to chametz on Pesach. The chametz of Pesach asur b'hanoa. Mi hu shogeg de truma dechsid bei, the chamishas of Yosef Olav, the nasan l'koin es hakodesh, Dover Haroy Leos Kodesh. However, the payment for eating Truma b'shogeg is not payment for what you took. You took something of value. It's a kapara. It's replacing the Truma in the world. It's a all in is kapara. So therefore it doesn't make a difference if the Truma is worth anything or not. You have to replace the Truma you took from the world. She'eino yechol l'sharem lo hamos. You can't pay money. Ela haperos, you pay something that's fit to become truma. V'hatashlumim nasim truma, k'dlekamon. The Gemara will explain that what you pay becomes truma. So lav lefitami mishalim. This is one way that the Gemara explains this Mishnah. There's another way, but Rashi chooses to explain the Mishnah this way. Because you don't pay by the worth of what you took. Ela lefimida mishalim, you pay by the value. So you're not paying value. You're paying a substance. You took a substance that was truma, you pay back a substance that was truma. Therefore it doesn't make a difference if it's worth anything or not. You took truma out of the world, you have to put truma back in the world. The mezid, shehezid the truma. However, if you were mezid, you knew it was truma, and you ate up a mezid, afilu shogeg b'chametz, even if you were shogeg on the chametz, you didn't know it was chametz, but you knew it was truma. Potumin and tashlumin. Then you don't have to pay. Why? Because then it's pure payment, and the chametz isn't worth anything. Midmei eitzim in truma tmeahi. If what you ate was truma tmeah, so its only worth was for using as fuel. Ein mishalim lo dmei eitzim. You don't have to pay the worth of the fuel. Shohayser uya lehesek tachas hefshilo. You took this truma away from the kohen. He could have used it for fuel. So you deprived him of that use. By chametz, you don't do that. Mishum de truma mezid ain't b'chomesh. They ain't tashlum me'ala kapara. When you eat truma b'mezid, there's no kapara. Then the payment is pure remuneration. And you pay according to the value. They ain't nasim truma. What you pay back doesn't become truma. Doesn't mean you have to be able to become truma. The gabi chomish bishkogrosi. The whole idea of adding a fifth is only if you eat it b'shogeg. Avomezid einu ela kishar gazlin, b'yama. You take truma b'nezid and eat it, so it, you're a gazlin. You stole money from the kohen. U'meshalim mos ulefi adamim v'lo lefi amida. Here you pay money, and you pay according to the value, not according to the substance. The chomitz v'pesach labar domim, and chomitz on pesach is not valid, has no value. The rasher b'hanoh. It's not even fit to be used as fuel. The lab me the yatsbe. Therefore, you didn't take anything away from the kohen. Right? We had before, if it's Dover HaGorim, the Mammon, not whatever, but Lamaisa, what you stole from the Kohen Achon on Pesach, is worthless. Okay, so therefore, if you're a Shogeg by Truma, you have to pay, because then the Tashlumim is Kapara, you're paying back something that could become Truma, you don't pay according to the worth, you pay according to the volume, and therefore you have to pay even Chametz or Pesach. Okay, Tanan Hosam. Ochel Truma B'Shogeg, Mishalim Kerem B'Chomesh. If you eat truma, the shogeg, then you have to pay back a keren and a chomesh, because the payment is kapara. Echad ha'ochel, doesn't make a difference if you ate the truma, the shogeg. The echad ha'shosa, you drank truma, that's fit for drinking, you took truma of wine and drank it. The echad ha'soch, or you took oil and you anointed yourself with it. Because smearing oil on your skin is considered like drinking. We learn it for a pasuk, shaila, whether that's min ha'torah or not min ha'torah. It only applies to truma, it applies to other things too, but sicha is kishtia. That's why you're only chai of this if you ate it, but not if you destroyed it. If you destroyed chametz, right, then you don't, even the shogeg, then this kapara doesn't apply. Echad truma tmeya, ve'echad truma tahora, mishalim chomesh, v'chumsha dechumsha. Doesn't make a difference if the truma was tahar or tame. If you eat truma, or drink it, or put it on your skin, which is considered like drinking, you pay you pay back the amount, plus a chomesh, and if you then, and that becomes truma. What you pay back becomes truma. And if you eat the chomesh, which is truma, you have to pay another chomesh. Pay back what you did, it becomes just like truma itself, and if you eat that, you pay back the value plus an extra fifth on the fifth. Rashi, the echad hasoch, the amrinu terpasra de yoma, sicha kishtia. We learn that smearing oil on your body is like drinking. Ushtia bechlal achila. And drinking is like eating. Vahachaksiv ki yochal kodesh bishkabe. The condition is you have to eat truma bishogeg to be chay of this kapara. If you destroy truma bishogeg, you don't pay back except like a gaza. The ilu gazla, the shlich lanar, afilu the shogeg, lo yada shi truma, ena mashalim chomesh el keren, tishar masik chul in the alma. If you destroy truma, even the shogeg, then the tashlumim is like zeil. It's steel. It has nothing to do with this kapora. Kapora is only if you eat truma the shogeg, then you have to pay back something that could become truma, and you have to pay a chomesh, because the whole tashlumim is kapora. It's only if you eat it this halacha applies, not if you destroy it. The chomesh chumsha shatashlumim nasim truma. What you pay becomes truma. You have to pay something that's fit to be truma. It becomes truma. The mechaz of halacha b'shogeg also chomesh. And if then you ate the chomesh b'shogeg, it's like you ate truma. So you pay back the value of the chomesh in something that can be truma plus an extra fifth. Okay, now the Gemara is a shayla. Iboilu. Kishu mishalim, we already learned in the Mishnah the answer to this shayla. But now the Gemara is asking is a shayla. When you pay kapora truma, you ate truma b'shogeg, and you're paying now keren chomesh kapora. You have to pay something that can become truma. How do you evaluate the payment? Lefi mida mishalim, do you pay the volume of what you ate? So the same volume of truma that you took out of the world, now you're replacing to the world? Or lefi domi mishalim, or do you pay the value of the truma? You ate $10 worth of truma, you have to put back into the world $10 worth of truma. So Mara says, kol heichadimi kore shavya arba zuze, ulevesov shavya zuze. If when you stole it and ate it, it was worth 4 zuza, and now the market price went down, and it's only worth 1 zuza, but you ate is now worth, what prices got deflated, and therefore what's it called, what used to cost 4 zuza, now only costs 1 zuza. Loti boyaloch, devade can be kore mishalim. You surely have to pay what you ate. You know, less than a goslin. And here's machlokas achronim, what that means. One way of learning is like this, that avave al kapara, you only have to pay what you ate. In other words, if you ate a pound, and the pound was worth $4, then when you pay back, you only have to pay back a pound, even though the pound now is worth $1. But you have to pay another $3 because you're a gazlan. And all gazlanim pay tishas hagzeila. That's what Mo is going to say in a second. Right? Meaning, if I stole something from you, and I stole it, it was worth $4. And now it's only worth $1, right? So I have to pay you $4. I have to pay what it was worth at the time that I stole it. So when you steal truma and eat it, even though the tashlumim is a kapara, but you're also a gazlan. So you're going to have to pay that extra $3 no matter what. Right there, nobody argues that even if you pay back a pound of truma, which is now only worth $1, you're going to have to make up those other $3. The machlokas achronim is, does that mean you have to pay now 4 pounds of truma? Because, what's it called, you have to replace 4 pounds of truma, because that's what the worth was when you stole it, or no? You only have to replace a pound of truma. But you have to pay $3 extra because of the gzeila. So you can pay the other $3 in dollars. You don't have to pay 3 more pounds of truma. That's the machlokas achronim. Chazonish, the briskarov, what's it called, differ, whether now that you're going to have to pay back out gzeila, does that have to be also in something that'll become truma? Or no, that's stomach is in gzeila. The pound you pay back in something that could be truma, and the other $3 you make up just because that's the din of gzeila. The mice, you're master, the guy, the Kohen, $4, you have to make up the other $3. That's a shayla. But everybody agrees that you have to pay back at the end $4, not $3. That's Mishal Devarik Mikar Mishal Vidar. That for sure you have to make up the value too. Shal is the value too, or the value in value. Tlokar Mikaslam. Because you can't be worse than a Gaslam. Right? The mice, you stole the Truma from the Kohen. Kishnan, Kola Gaslonim Mishalmin Kishas Exela. All Gaslonim pay as it was worth at the time that he stole it. The question is, when you stole it, it was worth one zuz. And now it's worth four. Prices went up. So what you stole now is worth four zuz. And now it's worth four zuz. It was worth one, and now it's worth four. Mat. So now what do you have to pay back? Do you have to pay back the full volume of what you stole, which now is much more expensive than it was when you stole it? So you're giving back more. Because when you stole it, a pound was worth $1. Now a pound is worth $4. So you're paying back a pound, which is $4 worth. Right? Let's see, Mida Meshalim, to Omale Griva Achal Griva Meshalim. It goes by volume. You stole a pound, pay me back a pound. Either pound is worth 4 times as much, that's love. Oh, Dilma, if he done it, he has to pay the value. The Mele only has to pay a quarter of a pound now. Because a quarter of a pound is worth the dollar of the truma that he stole. Bezuza acha, bezuza mishal. You stole $1 worth, you're paying back $1 worth. Even though the dollar's worth now is a quarter of the volume of what you stole before. Okay, so that's the shayla. Rashi in the Mishnah told us that the maskana is you have to pay the fee neither. You pay according to the volume, not the value. Right? That's going to be one way of understanding our Mishnah, why through Maschan, it's on Pesach, you have to pay back anything. If you pay value, it has no value. But if you have to pay volume, it has. Omrabi Yosef Toshma. So let's see Rashi first. Riboy Elohu. Given the gabe truma b'shoge, kopid rachmona tashlume peros lomos, since when you eat truma b'shoge, the Torah said, pay back something that can become truma. Not value. You can't pay back money. You have to replace the truma that you took. Therefore, you give the Kohen something that can replace the Kodesh that you stole. Therefore, the Shaila is, do you pay pure volume or you have to pay value? The Gashlan, the Chulin, Shogeg, Omezid, the Chain Gashlan, the Trumas Mezid, Loi Boil. We have no Shaila by a regular Gashlan who steals Stam something, or even a Gashlan who steals Truma the Mezid, where the tashlumim is not kapara. It's pure remuneration given to the kopi rachmona tashlumim bidu. The Omar Yoshi, the Rabbi Safilu Shavakesef, there the Torah is not mocked at what you pay. Pay anything that's worth money. The main thing is give the guy back the value, Bafilu Shubin, Vade Lifidominishav. There it's clear you pay the value. Ava Bitruma Shogeg Iboyla. The Shaila is only by Truma Bishogeg when the Torah is mocked at that you replace the Truma. It's not a value because you can't pay money. You have to pay something that will replace the Truma, or the Ikpida Torah, the Shalim Peros, right? So therefore the Shaila is, are you paying purely a volume, or are you paying also value? Call Hechadim Yikora Tishoach Lohavishav Yahach Briva Talajuzin. Morris says everybody agrees that if when you ate this pound of Truma, it was worth 4 Zuzin. The Hashtag Mishalim Shav Yezuzin Vesuvo. And now when you pay back, a pound is only worth $1. Lomi boy, that's no shine. No inomi di kaper le achilas truma, b'tashlum eniba, even though when you pay back a pound, you're being machaper by replacing the volume of truma that you took. Miu mamona to kohen ochab. The maisha, you also stole value from the kohen. Aside from stealing truma, you also stole value. So the chora, you're no worse than a regular gashma. You have to replace that value too. V'logar mishar mamona tachulin. Shadayon and govin menu kishaz gzeilu. Kidavsiv asher gosso k'mo sher gosso. When it comes to regular stealing, you pay back what it was worth when you stole it. So here is no shayla, you have to make up the full value. And we says, machlokas achronin, you have to make up the full value in something that could be truma. Or you only have to make the value up in money, and only the volume has to become true. Griva mishalim, v'apogad v'shav yahash v'tzei, even though it's worth more now, you have to pay back the full amount. Oh, dilma l'fidomi mishalim. So the shayla is only the other way around. When you stole that it was worth $1 for a pound, and now a pound is worth $4. You have to pay back the pound no matter what, even though you're giving the coin 4 times as much value as you stole, or maybe not. You only have to pay back the volume, the fee it's worth. And therefore, you only have to pay back a quarter of a pound. You stole truma that was worth a dollar. You only have to pay back truma that's worth a dollar. And now truma that's worth a dollar is a quarter of the volume of what truma before was worth. Even the Torah says you have to pay back peros, it has to become truma. The Torah was marked that it should be worth the same thing as the truma before, not the same value. The value that you pay has to be in something fit to be truma, but it doesn't have to be the same value as it was. What it doesn't have to be the same volume as it was before. So now the Gemara is going to bring proofs. Toshma. Ochal grogros, v'shilam lo tmorin. You ate dried figs, and you paid back nice, luscious dates. So you don't have to pay back the exact same thing. You have to pay something that's fit to be truma. You stole truma b'shoge of figs, dried figs, and you want to pay back for a ripe date. Tavla brocha. Get a brocha for that, right? Morris says, "Iyamers b'shlam alafim midah mishalim am to lahachi tov la bracha. The hachol griva the grogros the shad yezuze. If you're paying according to the volume, then it's a bracha for paying back tomorrow. Why? Because if you pay back a pound, you ate a pound of dried figs. You're paying back a pound of what's it called of dates. Dates are worth more than figs." So you're paying back more in value than you stole. So it comes out, you get a bracha, right? All you had to pay was a pound of date, of figs. You don't have to pay a pound of dates, but you chose to pay back a pound of dates because you have to pay a pound of something. You have to replace a pound of truma. So you chose to pay a pound of a more expensive fruit. So, Tavala Bracha, you got a Bracha. It did something special.
If I read the word Mida today, it was translated as volume. Now we're talking weight.
Yeah, whatever, same thing. I mean, volume, weight, and measure. Neither means a measurement. Whatever the measurement is. Ella, he amar shafita, amim mishalim. But if the halach is, you have to pay back the value, not the measurement, on my travel of bracha. Why? What's the bracha? If you pay back in what's it called, in dates, and not in figs, you're still only going to pay back the same amount. And if you ate a dollar's worth of figs, you're paying back a dollar's worth of dates. What's the bracha? Either way, you're only paying a dollar's worth. If you're paying the mita, the measurement, so you're paying back a pound of dates in place of a pound of figs, you're paying more money. So you did something special. But if you're paying back a dollar's worth, what difference does it make if the dollar's worth is dates or the dollar's worth is figs? You're only losing a dollar. What's the big bracha that you get? Right? Ochal, trouble of bracha, bezuzah, ochal, bezuzah, kamashalim. You ate a dollar's worth, you're paying a dollar's worth. No, really, there's no raya from here. Could be you only have to pay back the worth, the value. And if you pay back a dollar's worth of dates, it's still special. Why? People don't like to buy dried figs. It's not a commodity that has a lot of buyers. The commercial immediately the kopitzalezvine. But nice, ripe dates is easier to sell. If you're giving the Kohen something, he has an easier time of selling. They're both worth the same thing. But it's nice to have a commodity that you can sell easier than something that's worth that, but you may not find a buyer. So that's the toll of a bracha. Rashi. Och, a grogros tainim yavashim. Grogros are dried figs. Tmarim chashuvim tainim. Tmarim are more chashuv. Than figs and demay and marubin, they cost more. You pay more for a pound of dates than you pay for a pound of dried figs. So achal grogros the truma shogeg zvina lochim. Okay, so then the Gemara says, so if you're paying according to volume, you did something great by paying back dates instead of figs, the same volume, it's worth more. But if you pay according to worth, then what's the difference? You're going to pay back a dollar's worth no matter what. Gemara says, no, there's a difference. If you pay back a dollar's worth of something that's easy to sell or something that's not so easy to sell. Pesach. Now we'll bring you right from our Mishnah. If you eat Trumas Chametz on Pesach, Bishogeg, Mishalim Keren V'Chomer. So if you eat Trumas Chametz on Pesach, Bishogeg, you pay Keren V'Chomer. Iyamrish Bishlom Alefim Mita Mishalim. This is the way Rashi explained the Mishnah. If you pay according to the measurement, okay, Yoel, you permit me to say volume, which is easy.
No, but my real question was, how do you know it's volume or weight? Like, what terms? When they said mishkal, and then weight?
Mishtama, it goes by volume. It's a measurement, it's a volume, not a weight. You have to pay the same nefach of what it was. A lot of times, it's not really true. It's probably the volume, yeah. It's not weight.
Because liquids are usually measured by volume, and like fruits by weight. So
it's probably the same volume of fruit that you get. Samar says, why would you pay back chametz and Pesach if you pay according to value, it has no value. If you pay according to measurement, there's a measurement. If the concept is to replace the measurement of the volume of truma that you ate, then it has a volume. You're putting that truma in the world. But if you're paying the value of truma that you ate, there is no value. So then it must be our Mishnah must hold that you pay l'fi mita. And that's how Rashi learned the Mishnah. E'amrish b'shloma l'fi mita m'shalim shapir. And the e'amrish l'fi dami m'shalim chometz v'pesach bar dami mu. Chometz v'pesach is worthless. So you can't pay back a value. There's no value. And it says that you pay it back if you eat the shogeg. Must be, you don't pay value, you pay volume. Where it says, the Mishnah is another way of learning the Mishnah. Our money, Rabbi Yosef Lili. The Mishnah goes, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, to Omar, Chametz HaPesach, Mutar Bano. So it has a value. Chametz HaPesach is worth something. You could use it as a fuel. Yehachi Eim HaSeifa. If that's the case, that it goes according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that chametz on Pesach has a value, look at the Sefer. The mezid potter min ha-tashlumin, with me'etzim. However, if you stole the truma of the mezid, where the payment is not kapara, it's purely to replace the value like a ganav, then you're potter completely. You don't have to pay for truma tahora regular value because there's no value. And even for truma tmeya, you don't pay the amount that it's worth as fuel because it's not worth anything as fuel. If the reason you have to pay in the ratio is because it goes like Rabbi Yosef Aglili, and you always pay value, so then it has a value, then why in the Sefer are you potter? Chametz for Pesach has a value. So even if you did it b'mezid, you should have to pay back the value that you stole. Right? And it says, that's another reason why you're potter. In the Sefer, when you ate it b'mezid, right, so then you're chayev misha. In the Sefer, where you ate it b'mezid, he holds like Reb Nechunya ben Akana. The Tanya, Reb Nechunya ben Akana, how you osis Yom HaKippurim Kishavis, v'tashlumim. That if you eat something that you're chayiv koresh, b'mezid, you're potter from paying. Just like if you did something that you're chayiv misa, b'dei shamayim. We say kimle b'drab minei, that you get the misa, but you don't have to pay. Here too, if you get the koresh, you don't have to pay. So if you ate it b'shogeg, you weren't chayiv koresh. The mela, you're what's it called, you're chayiv tashlumim. But if you ate it b'mezid, you're chayiv koresh, then you're not. According to this, the ratio would have to be where you deal with shogeg both on the chametz and on the truma. Not like Rashi learns, even if you were mezid on the chametz. Because in the ratio, if you're mezid on the chametz, you chayiv koresh. Should be potter from paying because of kimle b'drabminei. Maybe. Could be not. Could be that since the whole tashlumim is kapara, you're not potter because of kimle b'drabminei. You're only potter from tashlumim, that's mama. But not kapara kind of tashlumim. So it could be, it still would be the same halacha.
It's not the same time.
What? It's
you're
the same time.
Enough from eating it right away, but the destroying it is only by bliya.
No, it's called the same time. When you ate it, you ate it. Yeah. So in any case, so that's the reason why you're potter. If you did it the mezid, is because, what's it called? Because you are chayiv nisa, chayiv koresh, and the mela, what's it called? You're potter from paying if you're chayiv koresh. And you're surely potter from paying mammon if you're chayiv koresh. Okay, so therefore we have two ways of learning the Mishnah. One way of learning the Mishnah, that the reason that you're chayiv to pay if you ate it b'shogeg is because the tashlumim of shogeg is purely based on volume, not on worth, and even though chametz is also ba'anoy, you have to pay it back. The reason you're potter if you ate it b'mezid is because it has no value. And what's it called? And it's not a tashlumim of kapara, it's tashlumim of remuneration. The mele is nothing to pay. That's one way. That's the way Rashi learns the Mishnah. That's one way in the Gemara. The other way, the Gemara says no. Maybe the tashlumim of kapara is taka kapara, but it goes according to value. And therefore, if chametz on Pesach would be asur banor, you wouldn't have to pay kapara either, because there's no value. But it's going according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili that chametz is mutar banor. And the Sefer that says that the mezid tashlumim, where it's purely remuneration, you don't pay, that's because you're mezid and you're chayiv koresh. It goes according to the Chunya ben Akana, that whenever you're chayiv koresh, you're potter to pay remuneration. Okay. Those are the two ways of learning the Mishnah. Kitanoi. So the Gemara says that this shaila, whether the kapara payment of truma is purely volume and doesn't have to be worth anything, what you stole, or you pay truma, let's see the worth, and therefore if it's worth nothing, you don't even pay kapara, there's a machlokus tanoi. Ha'ochel truma shchomet to Pesach, patra min ha-tashlumim, ud me'eitzim divrei Rabbi Akiva. If you ate truma shchomet on Pesach, right, you're potter from any payment, and if it was truma tmei, you're potter to pay even the fuel payment. Nothing. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri Mechayev. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri says you're chayev to pay for truma shchomet on Pesach. Omar lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. What hanor did you get? It's worthless. Chametz on Pesach. So what do you pay? Omer lo Rabbi Yochanan Nur Rabbi Akiva, Uma hanor yesh lo chal truma tmeya b'shar kol yemos hashana, shemeshalim. L'maisha, if you ate truma tmeya, what hanor is there? It's what's it called? You can't eat it. It's not worth anything for eating. And yet if you ate it, you have to pay back. By his choice, you're not paying back worth. You're paying back volume. Omer lo, lo. Difference. Imra must be truma tmeya b'shayimos hashana shapa b'shem lo b'heter achila yesh lo b'heter asaka. Truma of regular truma during the year that's tame. True, it has no value for eating, but it has value to be used as fuel. You could use it, right? Truma tmeya, you're allowed to burn and use it as fuel. So it has a worth. Toma b'zeh shem lo b'heter achila b'heter asaka. But this one has no value at all. Truma chametz is also ba'anor. You can't even use it for fuel. Or lemaze dome, the truma tusim ba'anodin shin nitma she'ein lo balo heterach yu heterasoka. You had strawberries, right, or grapes that you stole. You can't, and the tame, they're not worth anything. You can't use them for burning because they don't burn. And you can't use them for eating because you're not allowed to eat them. So that's worthless. There you wouldn't pay back anything. Okay, b'med dvorim amurim. Now the Gemara explains this truma chametz, the mafrish truma v'hechmitza. The whole machlokas is only where you were mafrish truma and it became chametz. So it became truma before it became chametz. When you were mafrish the truma, it wasn't chametz. And then later it became chametz. Your mafrish wheat wasn't yet chametz, and then it became chametz. And then the person ate trumas chametz. Truma that had become chametz. Avo mafrish trumas chametz, but if you took the truma when it was already chametz, the wheat already became chametz, and now it's Pesach, and you took off the truma, it doesn't become truma. Divrei HaKol in the Kedoshim. You can't make chametz on Pesach truma. That we'll see later why. It's possible. So therefore, this brisa, the easiest way of explaining it is, the machlokas is, does truma that you eat, bishoge, have to be worth something to have to pay or not? What's the machlokas? Do you pay according to value? Do you pay according to value? So that's machlokas tanoim, whether you pay value or pay, the truth is, the Gemara is going to say you could learn a different way. The machlokas is, do you hold it to Bilshekulili or not? Tanya Yidach, another brisa. The Nosam Lakoinis HaKodesh. Dover Haroi Leos Kodesh. You have to give the Kohen something that's fit to be Kodesh. When you eat Truma Bishogin. Prat Laokos Truma Shchametz HaPesach Shepotim and HaTashlomim Udmei Eitzim Diver Rebbe Lezer Ben Yaakov. Another brisa. Rebbe Lezer Ben Yaakov says, if you ate Truma Shchametz on Pesach, you put it from paying back, even for kapara. Mashma, because it has to be worth something, and it's not worth anything. Rebbe Lezer chasma v'chayer. Why? Because, even though it's worth nothing, l'maisa, you don't pay back according to value, you pay back according to value. And therefore, it doesn't have to be worth anything. Omer lo Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov lo Rebbe Lezer chasma, v'chima hano yesh v'bo. L'maisa, what worth is it? There's no value to this truma. Amar lo Rebbe Lezer chasma lo Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov v'chi ma'ano yesh lo l'ochol truma tmeya b'shar yimos hashana. The same interchange that was between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri before. Right? L'maisa, why is this different than truma tmeya? Truma tmeya also is worth nothing for eating and you have to pay it back. Shemeshalim, Omer lo, loim, Omer shbetruma tmeya b'shayim ol sashona, shafo b'shein lo bo heter achila, yesh lo beter asaka. No, it's no comparison. Ein achinami, truma tmeya isn't worth anything for eating, but it's worth something as fuel. So it has a value. Mele, you have to pay back. Tomer b'zu, shein lo bo lo heter achila, lo heter asaka. This one has no value at all. So the chor, the machlokas is, when you pay truma b'shogev, well, you're paying to replace the truma, is it according to the value, then it has to be worth something. Or is it just according to the volume, then it doesn't have to be worth anything. Amar lo, אף בזו יש לו בו היתר הסוקה, שמרוץ הכוין מריץ לפני קלבו או מסיק את תחס נפשי לו. But here it's clear that Rabbi Lezer Hashma, who holds that the Chayiv doesn't hold because you pay value. He holds also you only pay according to worth. But by Chametz on Pesach it's worth something. Why? Because you can use it as fuel. You can use it to feed to your dog, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglil. So here it's clear in this price, the machlokis is not whether you pay value or you pay volume. Everybody holds you pay value. And if it would be worth nothing, everybody agrees, you'd pay nothing. But Rabbi Lazar Chasma holds that Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that it's worth something. So you pay that. And Rabbi Lazar Ben Yaakov holds that's worth nothing. It's the also the Chachamim that's also Banor. But the first machlokas isn't clear. There you can explain it this way, or you can explain it that everybody holds that it's also Banor. The machlokas is, do you pay according to value? Do you pay according to volume? And it does not have to be worth anything to replace the truma, the volume of truma that you stole. See Rashi? Kitanoi lefimido lefidomi. This machlokas, whether you pay value or you pay volume, is a machlokas tanoi. Potter mitashlumen be b'shogeg be memesik. You potter whether you ate a b'shogeg or b'mesik. Mahanoi yeshlo l'koin bo. Umay psidoze. The chometz on Pesach is worth nothing. So what did you, if you ate b'mesik, you pay nothing because there's no remuneration. Hari osur b'ano. And even if you ate a b'shogeg, where the tashlumen is kapora, but the kapora goes according to the value. Mele, there's nothing to pay. Umano yeshul the kohen betrumat meya. So he answered, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri answered Rabbi Akiva, right? What hanor does a kohen get from trumat meya? It's also bachila. The akli zar shogeg mishalim terem v'chomish. Yet if the zar ate that trumat meya, he has to pay back the value of the truma plus a chomish. The lekel aman de polig astama disman lehel echa truma tahorav echa truma tmeya. Nobody argues on that. Truma tmeya you must pay back. Our truma tmeya is also not worth anything. The time you shum gulfi me the mashalim. The apple got the law bar tomimu. Must be that you're paying back volume and not worth. Well, he says, no, heter asoka. The chsiv ani ne nesati lechas mishmeres truma sai. Shtei truma samashma. Achas tahora v'achas tmeya. The Torah compares truma tahora to truma tmeya. Uksiv lecha tia. It's yours. Mashma, even truma tmeya, which you're not allowed to eat, you can use as fuel. Trumas tusim anodim. Morris says, no, this is more compared by chametz. It's more compared to trumas tusim v'anodim. Mashkim hay. They're wet. You can't use them for fuel. Ve'enam ruim lasak. Lazalik nomilo. I could use them to pour over their coals and to make a nice smell, like we had before. So there is a value to it, right? Since you can burn it, you may not be able to burn it as fuel, since it's not fuel. But you can squeeze it over the coals and get hana. Right? That you can't do. Can I mean the perakam, mishum takola? The rabbanan hasard doing that because you'll come to a takoli, you end up eating it. So the melee is no worth. Since the Rabbanan Aser is worth nothing. Vahu nami sphira le de zara ochla patr melashalim. Right, there you patr. Rabbi Yochan menuri mechayim. If you sober, let me meet the mechayim. Rabbi Yochan menuri says, no, you're chayim. It doesn't have to be worth anything. Because you pay, let's see the volume, not let's see the worth. Vamed vorem amurim the mashchachas trumas chonsu pesa tikdosha. Now the Mishnah is saying another thing. It's nothing to do with the machlokas. When is it possible to eat trumas chametz on Pesach? That's only if you're mafrit the truma when it wasn't chametz yet. And it became chametz. Then it became truma, now it's chametz. Behifrish truma v'echmitza. V'hu adim lefrish chametz korim ha-Pesach. Another way. You're mafrit the truma before Pesach. And then Pesach came. But, av mafrit trumas chametz on Pesach, but if you took off the truma when it was chametz already, and it was Pesach, to go, chitim shechmitzu, chitim that became chametz on Pesach, and then you took the truma off after it was chametz, divrei hakol afilu Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the shari. Chometz of Pesach, Banor, the Chashilin, Asoka in a Kedosha. That Truma doesn't become Truma. You can't make Truma on something that's Chometz of Pesach. You can make Truma that becomes Chometz, but you can't make Chometz Truma. Well, the common, the first time we slice mice, later on, the Gemara explained why. Where do we know that something that's Chometz on Pesach can't become Truma? Esakodesh, Mashmes, Akodesh, Ochal. The Kodesh you ate. Alma Roy, Leos Kodesh. Mashma, that it can become Kodesh. Sheki Yeshalim, Dumas, and Yeshem Kodesh, Halalah. Prat local Trumas, Chometz, and Pesach. The ate Trumas, Chometz, and Pesach, so it's worth nothing. Sheki Yeshalim, Dumas, and Ain't Shem Kodesh, Halalah. To pay what it is, it's not, what's it called, it never become Kodesh. So you see that what's it called, that Truma, Chometz on Pesach can become Truma. Yechi ma'ano yeshu l'koin bo, u'ma'at sida, where the coin lose? It's Chometz on Pesach, it's Asher ba'ano. No inomi g'les l'cho hod rosha, ni u'ma yishalim, hol dein lo domi. So Mara says no, that Rabbi Elezer ben Chashma holds that Truma, Chometz on Pesach, is muta ba'ano, like Rabbi Yosef Lili, and therefore the coin has a value from it.